When I was a student at Caltech, Linus Pauling was regarded as the star of the chemistry department at that time. He was, of course, a very young man, but he already had begun to build up a considerable reputation. I remember one thing was he was busy at that time working on his idea, developing his ideas on the nature of chemical bond, which became the basis for his very famous book of that name later on. But he went off to a meeting of the American Chemical Society, and I think it was the time that he received the what was then called the Langmuir Award. It was it was an award for young men in chemistry. I think they set the age limit at 36 because he was 36 or something like that, and they just get under. They wanted him to be the first recipient. But this happens to occur to me that he brought back a picture of sort of a daily newspaper that was gotten out at the convention. And on the front page, there was a figure, had on it, Professor Pauling captures the elusive S orbital or something like that, which has that kind of shape. But he was known. He was beginning to become famous at that time. So he was held in considerable awe by his graduate students, and also admiration, I might say. Remember, one of my colleagues began to wear orange ties because Linus was addicted to orange ties, somewhat flamboyant ones. We all took his course in quantum mechanics, and he was a really extremely, extremely good lecturer and teacher, and displayed a complete mastery of the subject in his lectures. I think he meant us to believe that it was rather very spontaneous, that he could just dash this stuff off, whereas I can't really believe he didn't study quite hard to prepare for those lectures. However it was done, they were brilliant lectures and extremely clear, and we would take the course over and over again because it was so worthwhile.